All right, Nick, it's been a great year at Holland Public Schools. What are some of the big things that we're celebrating at the end of this school year?
Well, I think we started off with a great celebration this year, second year in a row of growing in enrollment in Holland, which is a reflection of the trust we're gaining in the community. 81% support for our operating millage is another indicator of trust in the community that we are really thankful and for having a community that's been so supportive of us. And throughout this year, we had said that our theme was united and that this is our belief that Holland Public Schools is the center of a thriving city. And it's our responsibility to unite the community around the success of all students. And we've seen that play out this year. And we saw that come out, play out this year with the Inspire Award given to Holland Public through the chamber from the West Coast Chamber of Commerce for what we're doing to bring the entire community around behind our staff and students. But celebrating the class of 2025, the culmination of all the work that have kids coming through, it was a great reminder that what we're doing here is making a difference. And 75% of our graduates are going on to continue their education after high school, with an increased number of kids going straight into the workforce or into skilled trades, which is great. At Senior Awards Night, we had 31 students earning gold cords for a 3.5 to 4.0, 29 students receiving cords for having a GPA over 4.0, which is a pretty awesome accomplishment. And then we've seen more and more kids getting connected here in Holland to performing arts and athletics, as we've set goals to make sure that every kid is connected to at least one outside club activity or athletic competition, and we're seeing those numbers increase every year, and we're going to see our athletic programs really growing over the next couple of years.
So when you talk about uniting the community around the success of all students, how important is it really to have community support?
It has been a key factor in this, knowing that we have the community on board with it, and we're seeing more and more businesses and companies coming to us for opportunities for our kids, that we know that we can work together to really benefit the entire Holland community. But just seeing that trust grow within our community, and we're seeing more and more families coming back to Holland, and I know that the future is really bright for Holland.
Well, let's look ahead now. What are some of the things that we're looking forward to this summer and into the next few years?
Earlier this winter, we released our five-year facility master plan, which highlights the changes that will be coming from Holland, and some of that's underway right now with phase one. Holland Heights is currently under construction and will be finished in the fall of 2026. And with that, we'll be adding one additional classroom per grade over there. Holland West will start construction this August, which will focus on remodeling almost the entire building. And what we will add an additional classroom per grade level there. We will increase natural light coming into our classrooms, incorporate extended learning areas for in common spaces for our kids, revamp the media center, and it is going to be an awesome facility when we're done. And when that is finished in the fall of 2027, then we will redistrict students in the Jefferson attendance zone to go between the Heights and West buildings. Phase two of our facility master plan will also take us back to our voters and asking to support a bond that will come up on the ballots in August. And in that bond, just over $49 million will be include significant renovations to our Jefferson building, which will then be the future home for the Holland Language Academy, and also upgrades to our athletic facilities, which would also bring in a multi-use athletic facility, including a football field, a home football field for Holland, which we've never had in our history. So a lot of great things happening here in Holland, and we'll be around the community at every community event answering questions and sharing information about what we have going on.
There's a lot happening and a lot to celebrate here at Holland Public Schools. When you look around and see everything that's going on, how is Holland Public Schools right for families in the city?
We continue to be a small school with big opportunities for our kids, but we're also investing in those opportunities and the facilities that we are going to increase those opportunities for kids. We're going to continue to draw in the community around our staff and students to make Holland the greatest place to send your kids and the greatest place to raise your family.
That's right, Superintendent Cassidy. Thanks for being with us today.
And thanks, and don't forget to vote on August 5th.
Now, if you want more information about the bond proposal on the August 5th ballot, or if you just want more information about Holland Public Schools, we invite you to visit our website at hollandpublicschools.org.